As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, February the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day, especially today, as I'm joined by our fellow Ozarkian, Elizabeth Steele, the author of the book Living Unplugged. We're going to get into some common sense, 19th century technology to live through the millennium. I think you're going to find this very interesting. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local today. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the very best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. I hope we'll be able to get all the technical difficulties worked out here, but you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at 512-904-8014. Your calls will be welcome throughout the broadcast today, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. As we love to do, once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York. Look out, the snow's coming up there, folks. And 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan. I love it. This list is getting long. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. This morning, precious metals, equities, and commodities fall in the wake of low consumer confidence report yesterday. Now, we'll talk about that briefly. But the focus of today's broadcast is going to be 19th century technology used in the new millennium. But with our author, fellow Missourian Elizabeth Steele, some common sense applications and some otherwise old technologies. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Wednesday, February the 24th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading off $8.20 at $1,095.30 an ounce. Silver up a penny at $15.86 an ounce. Platinum lost $5 in early trading at $1,504 an ounce, and palladium off $5 at $425 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,089 for a low, $1,108.10 for a high, but at $109.95, your gold is up $131.66 year to year for a 13.67% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,093, pulling down that price. We're trading just a little bit above that. The SPDR gold shares this morning, they're holding 1,107 tons at $39.39 billion worth of gold. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday off 101 points at 10,282. The NASDAQ was down 29 at 2,213. And the S&P was off 13 at 1,095. Crude oil loses a dime in early trading, trades at 78.76. And that U.S. dollar index down 12 basis points. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors and our special guest, Elizabeth Steele. Stay with us.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you as we do live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Today, I'm joined by a fellow Ozarkian, a listener to this broadcast, sent me an email and wanted to introduce me to her book. And she sent me a copy of this fine little book. I sat down and immediately read it. And I thought, well, we ought to really get her up on air because this is the kind of stuff that I'm always looking for. Real honest-to-goodness workable solutions, people that are actually doing things, writing things, and working around with other people, helping to empower them. And so I invited her to come on. She's agreed. We're working through all of our technical challenges here, as we do with this voice over internet protocol, self-produced radio. But other than all that, Elizabeth Steele, good morning. Thanks for getting up, joining us. And how are you doing today?
Oh, very good, Will. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on and kind of spreading the news about this book, and hopefully it'll help some people.
Well, I think it will, too. Now, just as we like to do on these kind of broadcasts where the audience may not know you, you know, neither one of us is coming along dragging the tail of PhD and DD and Dr. Neuro. I don't know whether you are or not, but speaking for myself, I am who I am, and it's, you're going to have to take me the way it comes. Sometimes I'm scrubbed, sometimes I'm not. But you definitely have an interesting background, and tell us a little bit about who you are, and then maybe we could start into the journey as to how you came around writing this book and why you felt it was important.
Okay. I was born and raised in northern Arizona to a pioneer family. I'm fourth generation Arizonian, and being in the state hasn't been a state for, it's been less than 100 years. That means that my great-grandparents were fighting Indians back then, and then I moved to Nevada and worked up there and worked on mining sites, and then from there I went to Idaho and worked there and for a couple of years, and then I went to Oregon and worked for Forest Service and rebuilt roads and did a lot of work up there, and then I decided to better come home and went back to Arizona and worked there for a couple more years, and then I decided to become a big bad truck driver. And met my third husband, and he was from Joplin, Missouri. And he said, well, I want to move back to Joplin. Well, here I am. And he and I, we bought a small farm halfway between Stark City and Fairview. And then he, since then, he passed away. And long story, I wound up marrying his brother-in-law, and we've been married for 16 years now. And he's the best thing that ever happened to me, so I have to credit him with helping me write this book and giving me the courage to do it. And but in my several lifetimes that I had, I learned how to survive on nothing, literally. My income was $150 a month, and that included all my groceries and my utility bills. So trying to raise two children 110 miles away from the mailbox was a little hard to do in a lot of them places. And so I learned to get by on little to nothing. And so and then after moving to the Ozarks, I had a lot of people, especially the younger ones, come up and ask me questions that I look at them like, you didn't know that? Oh, well, you should have known that. Your mama should have told you that. And so I started writing down the different things that was asked of me. And in doing so, I wound up with a book. And the book, Living Unplugged, has been in the works for, well, it's taken my lifetime to put it together, but after I got all my notes put down, it only took me 6 weeks to actually write it. And once you read it, you'll understand that it was pretty well storytelling from start to finish. And like I said, everything in the book I've lived, I've done. And it's everything from how to keep warm to finding your food, how to prepare it, how to maintain your lifestyle without any conveniences, and going clear back into the 1900 type of technology, 1800s. I borrowed a lot of my grandmother's recipes and know-how to do this, but in doing so, I've taught a lot of people how to maintain during an ice storm or during the tornadoes here in Natonia. And so it's been a pretty interesting ride.
Well, there's a couple of different ways that we could go. We've got about 3 minutes left in this particular segment, but there's a couple of different ways that we can go, and hopefully you'll be able to stay the full 2 hours and we'll keep a good connection and whatnot. But one way of it is that you'll find yourself in a difficult time. So maybe you've had a tornado or some other weather event or some man-made event or something like that, and you find yourself housebound without your electricity and things like that. And so you want to be able to punt and run and make do right there. The other way is where you actually have to leave. You know, and we see that in Katrina and other places like that when it's actually necessary to pick up your sticks and go someplace else. We used to play a game, Elizabeth, when we were little growing up in Alaska, my sisters and myself and my brothers, called Pack Uncle Tom's Trunk. Of course, we had an Uncle Tom, so that was politically correct even then. But the the idea is that what do you do? I mean, what are you going to put in? If you were back working cattle land and working up around in the early 1900s, you may have come across wagons, certainly pickup trucks. But when you have a wagon, sitting out back and you've got a horse, you need to put something in that wagon. And so, you know, maybe we could start from that standpoint when we come back from this first break, just with the idea that if you have to get up and go, what are you going to get up and go with and what are you going to leave behind? And then when you find yourself someplace where you don't have anything, what do you wish you had with you? And I think that's, you know, for me, it's a good place to begin. And certainly throughout this book, folks, when you read it, you'll see that Elizabeth is speaking truth when she says that she just kind of wrote it casually. This isn't some treatise. You'll find misspelled words. You find, well, I find all kinds of things because I'm just about as particular as they come. But, you know, grammar and things like that. But it's written just the way somebody would write it to you if they were sitting down and telling you. So you don't have to drag your dictionary and a catalog out into the woods with you, although they might come in handy for toilet paper. But you won't need them negotiating Elizabeth's book. And it's a real simple read. It's an easy read. But at the same time, as I mentioned yesterday to the audience, I have the whole Foxfire collection, and it's huge. It takes up a whole shelf. But you would be pressed to try and tuck a whole set of Foxfire books into your get-out bag. You know, this little book right here you can put down at the bottom, and it'll cover all the basics. And so we're going to go into this first break, folks, and when we come back, we'll have a little longer segment. And we'll start going back a little wise, bringing in some common sense, and hopefully providing some solutions that are workable for you in your life. There's the music. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Stay with us. We're visiting with Elizabeth Steele, the author of Living Unplugged.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned. You know, folks, whether you're baking a cake or changing a baby's diapers, sometimes there's first things first, as most people know. And so let's begin with that, Elizabeth. Let's look at, again, the how you started into this book and what you had in mind as you were going into it.
Yes, I found the need about, like I said before, about young people coming up and asking me different questions that I thought they should know, and then it dawned on me that, oops, Grandma and Grandpa forgot to teach our kids this. So I wrote this book with the 13, 14, 15-year-old people in mind. I was not worried about grammar or spelling because trying to get a 14-year-old to read, okay, well, number one, the first thing that you don't need is something that looks like War and Peace sitting in front of them, because that's going to scare them right away. And then I wanted to make sure that if I wrote the book in just plain English, like you would sit down and talk to these kids, which were grammatically correct, we're not supposed to write like we speak. Well, this book is written like we would talk to each other.
So it's in a conversational English style.
Yes.
Okay.
And that way the words are defined, the more technical words that a 12-year-old might have to pull a dictionary out are defined. But most of the grammar in it is, okay, it's all right to make a mistake. We're not here to correct you. We're here to teach you. And that was why the book was written basically so simple that it wasn't intimidating to a child.
Okay, and let's talk about that briefly, just something that popped into my mind, you know, like a child, whatever pops into my mind tries to pop out of my mouth almost immediately.
But not a bad thing.
Yeah, so in this process, folks, this little book here is a real good thing to have in your home for that very purpose, because if you were to find yourself in a tough situation and you perhaps as the caregiver was down, and your children needed to pick up where you had left off, whether you're down permanently or whether you're depending on them to help you heal up or something, it would be good to be able to just say, the book's in the bag, go grab it.
Exactly. That's what it was for. Speaking of the go bag, that is something that every house needs. After I wrote this book, all of a sudden, the FEMA people and all this decided that, oh, well, okay, we need some kind of, you know, preparation thing. So now they've got these emergency kits and bags that they sell you for $99.95 or whatever it is. And which you'll find that you can teach your children better if you could take one of their old backpacks and sit there at the kitchen table and say, this is what goes in it, and show them what it is, where it is, why that it's there. There's one thing about the book I have found, and I have gotten phone calls from 14-year-old boys that have gotten this book. They pick it up, they read the whole thing. They do not go to the Nintendo machine, they turn off the TV, they read my book. And they pick up the phone and they say, Liz, when are you going to write the next book? Well, to me, my job's done, because the 14-year-old actually read my book. Now, that's number one, a miracle in itself.
That's right.
So, and then they are out, when they come to see me, these boys, and I have several friends that have those age group children, they come to the farm and they want me to go out and show them how to start a fire. They want me to go out and show them how to build a bow and make arrows. And I'm going, cool. So I'm out there playing with the little kids. Like, you know, I'm almost 60 years old, and I'm just a big kid myself. I like to go out there and play with the kids. So, and it's, but teaching them how to do that, I can see the wonder and the amazement in their eyes, and that is payday for me. And when they get it right, it's like the light bulb come on, and I just love it. And so, in but the go bag part of this is if the children have input into what goes in that bag and are taught how to use the things that are in that bag. What if mom and dad are at work and the tornado comes through and the children are home? There are so many latchkey kids nowadays that what if, you know, you see that commercial, what if in life? Well, there is so many of that. That these children nowadays, they don't have the ifs anymore. They don't have them in their pocket. They need to know them. And this book hopefully will teach them how to make it from today to tomorrow. So
the amazing thing about this is, too, Elizabeth, is that today, you know, we are basically faced with a deliberately dumbed-down educational system that deliberately withholds critical thinking skills from the students. And so, unfortunately, as so many people, young people coming out of high school and going into their life are functionally illiterate, this book may be a lifesaver even for a young family, you know. There's no reason to back up and crawfish if you have a difficulty reading. Sometimes you need to get a little bit of a head start. And that go bag idea, you know, everybody talks about them, the bug out bags, the go bags, those sort of things. I've done a gob and a bunch of backpacking, mountain climbing and that. And I found that through that experience, learning how to, basically, when you're out going into the mountains, I was mostly in the state of Washington, in the Cascades, in the Olympic Mountains, and in the southern Canadian Rockies. But when you turn off, you switch off your truck, and you're at the place where you're going to go into the woods. Once you go into the woods, that's it. There's no grocery. There's not going to be a 7-Eleven up the way. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You ain't going to have it. And obviously, you won't need it if you survive the experience. But what I found, Liz, was that so many times I'd go hiking with people, and they would have these towering 90 and 110-pound packs, and they wouldn't be able to enjoy the trip because they were carrying so much. But it was through a process of about 7 or so years of backpacking every weekend for all the time that you could get in the mountains that I started to develop this list. This what do you put in Uncle Tom's backpack? What do you put in the go bag? And it really is personalized. And if the young people and the parents are actively involved in it, and they're not just buying something off a shelf that supposedly has everything in it, then it's really going to be much more useful for them. So we've got about another minute here in this segment, but the idea is that you want to be thinking along the lines of what it would happen, folks, if all of the support systems in our country, as we go into this new feudalism, what would happen if, all of the support systems were not there, they were absent, or, B, you had to up and get quick. And so I think as we go through this, we're going to find that Elizabeth has laid out just a few of the very fundamental basic principles of how you're going to be able to survive. But at the same time, there are other things in the book that will help you to enjoy your kitchen a little bit more. Some of the recipes are not things that you just whip out of nothing in the woods, but they were definitely food stuffs that you can make to help stretch your dollars. And so with that in mind, we'll continue. We're going to go into a break here in a couple of seconds, Liz, so I'm just kind of peddling. But there are so many things that it takes a certain amount of experience to develop. I actually have a list, and I sit down with my list, and I go through, and I build a backpack for each of the different kind of experiences that I'm anticipating, whether I'm rock climbing, mountain climbing, mountaineering in snow and ice, or whether I'm going to a lower land lake to do some fishing. Each of them has a different list. And so I think we're going to flesh that list out right after this word from our sponsors. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, visiting off air and on air with Elizabeth Steele, the author of Living Unplugged. Folks, this is just a real casual broadcast today. You're welcome to call in 866-841-1065. Or in the Austin, Texas area, if you've got unlimited long-distance access, you can call in at 512-904-8014. You can try and stump the panel. Maybe there's something that you have questions about or perhaps an experience in your life along this line that you'd like to share with the audience. You're certainly welcome to do so. But I'm hogging all the airtime. People don't want to listen to me. They want to listen to you, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Oh, well, first off, I'm going to plug my book so everybody will know where to get it. It's Living Unplugged, and send me a check or money order at Post Office Box 31, Stark City, Missouri, 64866, and it's $12.95 postage free. I pay the postage, so, and you'll get it first class. As soon as I get your money, I'll definitely send you a book.
Okay, now let's back up, and when you give that out, and I want you to give it out often, give it again, give it twice slowly so they can grab a pencil and write it down.
Okay, it's the name of the book is Living Unplugged, so you can just make out your to Living Unplugged, Post Office Box 31, Stark City, Missouri.
And that's S-T-A-R-K.
Yes. And its zip code is 64866. And like I said, send me your check or just send me a letter. Heck, I might learn something. Send me something new. And I'll definitely get back to you. And like I said, it's $12.95, and I pay the postage, so there's no postage. It's all shipping free. And I would just love for people to pick this up, give it away. A lot of people have bought these gifts for their kids and coffee table books, so the kids will pick it up and aren't afraid to. On the second page of my book, I have a warning here. And if you have a adolescent person in your house, show them that page first. The warning is, if you don't like to eat and are afraid of hard work, don't read this book. Well, the first thing you tell a child, if you want them to do something, is tell them, don't do that. My dad was no fool. He knew how to get a lot of work done. There were six of us kids, and he'd go and get a big semi-load of gravel to spread out in the driveway. We didn't know that, so he'd get this big mound of gravel out there, and when we'd get home from school, he'd just point at that gravel, and he says, now, no matter what you kids do, don't play in that gravel. Well, as soon as he turned around and walked the other way, we were out there with our toy trucks and our little shovels and everything else, and in 3 days, that pile of gravel would be flat. There would be nothing down, because we couldn't stand that pile of gravel out there without it being tinkered with.
That's
and to this day, you never find a kid that won't mess with a pile of gravel, I'll tell you.
That's absolutely right. And that's the good way to get it done. Tell somebody not to do on something, and that's what they will do. You can just about guarantee it. So, all right, so let's start in at the beginning. It says you've got one of the chapters here, what you should deal with living on your wits. Let's start in there and just kind of explore around in that idea. What is this idea of living with our wits? What is the idea of common sense?
Well, common sense. The little voice in the back of your head is common sense. And as you grow older, logic starts fading that little voice. You can't hear that. When you start using your brain and you start questioning yourself, that voice starts to get lower and lower and lower. Pretty soon you can't hear it at all. And children have an innate ability to hear that voice. And but I call it CYA. If you're a military inclined, you know what CYA means. And if you listen to that voice, you will cover your essential parts. And that voice will tell you that. In doing so, it helps you use your imagination. It living on your wits. It opens up your mind. And the technology part of it are tools that we need to use, but they aren't. Nobody has written out that a knife can't be used as a screwdriver, or a rope wrench, or cleaning your fingernails, although I wouldn't recommend that all the time because it's kind of hard if you slip. But just certain things that just because a computer is there don't mean that you can't use it as a nightlight. Or a wake-up call, or whatever, you know. Look at things in a different way. And the book tries to instill that idea into younger people so that they don't look at the instructions. Look at the instructions, follow the instructions, but think of other ways you can use those particular things. You don't have to use them for what they were designed to do, although sometimes they're using us for what they decided to do, but we won't get into that. But you need to think outside the box. If you're out in the woods and you have no cover and you're limited on clothes, you've got to think outside the box. Sure, everybody would like one of those big fantasy $200 Bass Pro tents out there. Well, what if you don't have one and it's, you can't get back in to get it? Well, what's your next step? Well, you better know what the book tells you how to cover your butt. Pardon. But it shows you how to stay dry, where to get your fire kindling, how to start a fire. As my next door neighbor, she says, "You are the lady that teaches my kids how to play with knives and start fires." And I said, "Did it help?" And she looked at me and she said, "Yes, it has. My son now carries a pocket knife." And I'm going, "Good for you." Does the kid cut himself? She says, "So far, knock on wood, he's had it a year and has never cut himself, and he knows what it's for."
Well, that's probably an indication that he's not likely to cut himself down the road. We were talking off air prior to the broadcast, one of the things that you mentioned to me was the idea that even though we talk about knives and how to use knives and things like that, one of these pieces of lost technology, not only are we defeated oftentimes by the knife one selects, but we are defeated in not knowing how to sharpen a knife. Maybe we could talk about that as from a common sense standpoint.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, that was one thing. Right after the book was published, and a friend of mine wrote, and she says, "You tell us to sharpen knives all the way through this book, and that a dull knife will cut you faster than a sharp one," in which it will, and it will cut you a lot worse. And I'm going, oops, I forgot to tell anybody in this book how to sharpen a knife. So I sat down and I rewrote another chapter in how to sharpen a knife. The knives are different grades of steel, different types of steel. You take a stainless steel versus a carbon blade versus just a regular old tin can knife, which I've used in scraping hides and whatever. And but a good carbon blade knife has a double bevel. The bevel is on both sides. It depends on the thickness of your blade as to what the degree of bevel is. But it's a natural, a good knife is usually on a 30% on both sides on your bevel. And then your stones that you sharpen with, you have your hones, your fine, your extra fine, your coarse, and then you've got the old Beverly Hillbilly whetstone with the little can hanging over, and he's sitting there sharpening the axe. Now, that's just about as coarse as you can get, but that's just old sandstone wheel is what that is. But each type of those, it's a practiced art to sharpen a good knife, and you got to play with it. But lubrication, which in some cases a little bit of motor oil on a rock will work just the same as fine grade cutting oil on a good hone will work just as well. It's just a matter of how much you need that sharp edge, and take the mix out of that blade so that it won't cut you and saw through your finger when you slip. And but that's something that practiced, and like I say, I could go and talk just about sharpening knives for an hour.
Well, let's go into that a little bit more right after this break. We'll be back in just a few moments, folks, with Elizabeth Steele. She's the author of Living Unplugged. If there's any common sense down-home kind of questions you might have, call in. The calls are welcome.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
And we've returned once again, visiting with Elizabeth Steele, the author of Living Unplugged, a book that you can certainly acquire from her directly. You can just simply send a letter to Living Unplugged at Post Office Box 31. That's P.O. Box 31, out of Stark, S-T-A-R-K, Stark City, Missouri, M-O. And the zip code is 64866. Again, that's Box 31, Stark City, Mo, 64866. You know, there are a lot of different, well, I've got a caller here. Let's go ahead and bring up our caller right now and get this going. There we go, Mark in Wisconsin. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hey, I just tuned in, so I might have missed something. I was wondering if your guest recommends water stones or oil stones.
Well, it depends on what you're sharpening. If you're doing
I'm going to be sharpening it.
Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, I'm just going to be sharpening kitchen knives, hunting knives, and, you know, EDC knives.
Okay, well, hunting knives, good buck or shred hunting knife, I would never tuck it to a water stone. I would put it on an oil stone. And then on a kitchen knife, depending on the grade of it. Now, if it's an old hickory, I personally, that's what I use for kitchen knives is old hickories. I use a steel, and if I still need a finer edge for cutting jerky or whatever, I get my hone out, my flat stone hone, and vegetable oil, and I sit and put until the nicks are gone out of the blade, and then that's when I use that. Now, for the aluminum $2.98 yard sale special knives that women seem to pick up, you can just whatever makes it sharp. I don't care because the knife isn't going to hold an edge anyway. But something that you want to hold an edge and keep it for a long time. You use a good oil hone or stone. One side of the stone is usually a little coarser than the other, so I would start with the coarse side, and then once you get a pretty good edge on that, flip it over, wipe it down, put a little new oil on, and then work that side until all the little shiny spots. When you hold that blade in the sun where the blade is perfectly upright, you look down the edge of that blade, and if there is a dull spot, it will be shiny. You don't want shiny on the edge of your blade. You want it just razor where there is no shiny, and you keep sharpening until the shiny is gone. And I've got a real, real fine shred pocket knife. It's got a 3.5-inch blade that I use for hunting. And it is never seen a water stone. Water stones are great for hoes and axes and corn knives and whatever else you want to use. They're for the coarse, heavy that'll take the heat. The oil seems to wick the heat away better. So never take it to an automatic grinder or anything like that, because you'll take the temper out of that steel, and then it will lose its edge real fast. Did that answer your question?
No, by a coarse stone, is that like 1,000 grit, and maybe a fine stone is 4,000? What do you recommend?
The one I've got is it's about a 2,500 on one side, and the other side is about a 4,000 is what they use to sharpen, straight razors with. That is a razor hone. And if you want to finer than that, I recommend you getting a piece of glass. You take a mirror or a glass and you lay it flat, put a little oil on it, and you can hone your knife on a piece of glass to where it is just outrageously sharp. So I also worked in chicken houses, in processing plants, where we sharpened scissors with glass hones. Sharpening a scissor is an art unto itself. But we had such sharp scissors that we sharpened the edge of those scissors on glass. I call them steels, but they were the hone, the cylindrical, the round type hones, and we sharpened them on a piece of glass. So if you want to get real fine edge, you just get it down as fine as you can to the finest hone you've got, and then go to the glass, and it'll put an edge on you, your knife, that'll make samurais jealous.
One thing that's really important, Mark, on all of the different cutting implements and audience, every one of the different cutting devices that you have, whether you're dealing with chisels, axes, froze, mattocks, knife, pocket knives, all of the different knives have different angles that are appropriate for what you're doing. If you put a very, very, very sharp blade or sharp edge and a narrow, like an X-Acto knife edge, on a knife that you want to use for whittling rougher things, that edge can break or chip or get burred up real quick. And so you want to keep in mind that if you have, like, let's say a three-bladed pocket knife, choose three different angles of attack for that edge so that you know you've got one blade that's real good for cutting rope, of course, things like that, and you've got another one that's sharp enough to do surgery with. So keep that in mind. You don't want to have an axe blade so sharp that it'll dull as soon as it hits the first little stone. You don't want to have a splitting maul that's so sharp that it's like that either. Certainly, cold chisels and things like that, you'd have to bevel that edge just right for the job, and you'll find it much more serviceable. Any other ideas, Mark?
Yeah, now that you mentioned it, hey, what's the angle on an axe anyway, about 30 degrees?
I don't have it in my head, but one thing that you can do is you can look at the tool as it came from the shop, either out of the blacksmith shop or out of the factory, and burn that in your mind. If you've got, let's say, a quarter of an inch from the edge of the blade all the way back to where the factory stopped, and it is that way on both sides uniformly, that's the angle that the foundry had in mind for that tool. And the same goes with a chisel. If you're actually creating a new edge and you're changing the shape of the tool, then you're going against what it was designed to do. The same applies with a knife. And I will second what Elizabeth was saying, in that if you can get good high carbon steel, yeah, they'll discolor, they'll rust, but you're going to find that a good high carbon steel knife like that is going to take an edge, sharpen well, it'll hold the edge far longer. And as far as stainless steel knives and things like that go, I've got some, but when I'm going to do something, I always reach for one of my steel knives, the carbon knives.
Right, like a 1095 carbon steel over a stainless steel. It gets
a little bit technical for the general audience. What I like to do is I am a blacksmith, and I'll just take like tire spring, you know, wheel springs, axle springs, and things like that, or to make a knife blade out of, or you go get a lawnmower blade. That's a pretty good steel. So you either use spring steel or you use something that has already been a blade. Another thing that you can do is you can look along a railroad. And wherever there's an interchange or a crossing, especially a highway crossing, they use a high carbon steel railroad spike there. And so you could pick up something like that and forge a blade out of it. And it'll be better than a line spike any day because it's a high carbon steel. So as far as the kind of steel is concerned, when you get into knife making and that art or the sword making or Damascus, then you're going to have to sit down and you can study it out. But for general purposes, I'm just looking for a knife like an old timer or a Schrade, for a pocket knife, something that has at least three blades in it, so that you can get different shapes on your blades to do different things. But Elizabeth, final ideas on that?
Yes, if you have a good hunting knife that will not hold an edge, the temper has been taken out of it. It's what it is. And to save your knife, what you do is you get your biggest baked potato you can find, stick it in your oven, and bake it just like you'd want to eat it. And then what you do with that knife is you stick it in that potato at the very end, the length of that blade, and then you just take that potato and you set it off to the side with that knife in it and let it cool on its own. And then when you pull that knife out, it will bring back some of the temper, not all of it, but it will be easier. Well, it won't be easier to sharpen. It'll be harder to sharpen, but the edge will hold longer. Do you agree with me there, Will?
Absolutely. You want to avoid any of the mechanical grinders. They're not appropriate for a good knife. You want to do this by hand. You want to do it slow. You take your time, you know, have a smoke or whatever, take a walk. Keep the metal cool while you're working through it. And there's a variety of ways to temper a blade. But then again, it gets a little too complex for the discussion. We'll be back right after this commercial intermission. Mark, you're welcome to stay online. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, now in our second hour. Today we're visiting with Elizabeth Steele. She's the author of a book she's written up. It's called Living Unplugged, a nice, simple, common-sense approach to covering your stuff when things go rough. And that's what we're talking about today. Certainly we've got Mark Wisconsin calling on as well. Folks, you're welcome to call in. The number is 866-841-1065. Don't be bashful. If you've got a question, a comment, an experience you want to share with the audience, today's the day to do it. Mark, you were talking about knives, cutting edges, and some of the more complex aspects of all of that. But do please continue. Another question or comment?
Yeah, it's my understanding when a sharp knife begins to get dull, the edge actually folds over. And I've read where all you have to do is hit it with a ceramic rod or maybe a kitchen steel, and you can keep quite an edge on it if you just do that like once a day or something like that. Is that true?
Well, you've also always got your Levi pants right there. You've also can have a leather strop. A lot of guys will do that. When that edge curls over like that, a strop will take it right off again. Just a few passes on the back of your leather belt. Things like that, you know, it's like Elizabeth was saying, think outside of the box. Your belt is a good, if it's leather, is as good a strop as you'd find in a barber shop. Elizabeth?
Yes, definitely. If you've ever worked leather work at all, when you take jeweler's ruse, which you can buy at any Tandy leather company store, a piece of leather or the backside of your belt with a little jeweler's ruse, which is a very, very fine emery cloth ruse, and it just polishes that blade up just right now. Just hit it a couple of times with that, and your blade's good to go for another couple of swipes. And you might want to try that.
Any other questions, Mark?
And oil. Do you keep what sort of oil do you put on your knife? I have EDC knives, but I like to use them for cutting up fruit every once in a while. Do you recommend mineral oil or olive oil?
Generally, I keep my knives dry. All right, the only place I'll put in a folding knife, the only place I put oil is in the back, just on the hinge part of it to keep it from rusting up. But generally, I keep my knives dry. You might have a cloth in the kitchen, maybe, that would have some olive oil in it, and you could rub it lightly with that from time to time. But typically, if you're going to be in the kitchen, you want to make sure you don't use any kind of a petroleum-based oil on any of your knives. A little olive oil is the best for that. Keeps the handles of your old hickories and your any of the other finer wood knives that you have. You can just rub some olive oil in after you've washed them. Don't ever put a knife in a dishwasher. Do it by hand. Always handle them carefully. Work with the back, you know, as opposed to the front when you put your washcloth to it. But anyway, Elizabeth, what kind of oil would you recommend in conditions, situations where you would oil a knife?
Well, I have used silicone stones because that was the only thing I had in out of the woods. And knife get dull, and it needs a little bit of lubricant because the silicone will eat your knife up. Well, the best thing to do is just spit on the rock. And that usually has enough to lubricate it enough so that it'll save your knife. Because if you use a silicone type rock stone, it cuts your knife up too bad. And without lubricant, it will eat it. It'll eat your knife. So, but just good old wad of spit probably usually work better than anything.
Yeah, and the idea too, the difference, I guess, is between for storage and for when you're actually in the process of sharpening. When I'm using, when I am actually sharpening a knife, Mark, and I'm consciously doing that, I do use a honing oil in the highest grade that I can buy for my better knives, and for the others, just whatever is available. We'll be right back, folks. Much more to come. Your calls are welcome.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now in our second hour. Always, as we like to do here, give a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Always thankful that they carry this broadcast and get it out to their local listening audiences. Our call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Visiting today with fellow Ozarkian, Missourian, Elizabeth Steele. She's the author of a book titled Living Unplugged, and it gives you some basic new 19th century technology that many will be using in the new millennium. And as we were going into the top of the hour break, we picked up Mark from Wisconsin. Mark's got lots of questions about knives and things like that. One of the things that I would say, Mark, and Elizabeth, I probably will agree with me in this, is that the most important thing about sharpening knives is remembering that you can, and then knowing how to do it, and then doing it. So those three elements fall into that, and I don't don't know how many kitchens I've been in my life where you go in and you look in the you want to make something or whatever over to visiting, and you go to the kitchen and they don't have a sharp knife in the drawer. What am I supposed to do? Well, I pull out my pocket knife and get busy. But you know, any last thoughts, Mark?
Yeah, where do I get the book? And thanks a lot.
We'll plug that out over and over again throughout the rest of this hour, and just stay tuned. Keep your pencils and paper handy, and we'll do that. And thanks for calling in, Mark. Really appreciate it. Always nice to know that.
Have a good day.
You too. Always nice to know our listeners are listening and taking notes and ready to get involved. So I think we just about beat the knife sharpening about down as far as we go without getting them out doing it and showing them. So let's go on a little bit. We talk about having faith, you know, having enough faith in yourself to know that you actually, you know, we've been given these certain unalienable rights. The idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness certainly won't go around grim all the time. But, boy, things can get mighty grim when you find yourself in a tough spot and you need to start getting out of it. One of the ways that I've always liked to get out of that is to get busy. So maybe we could just go again a little bit further wherever you'd like to go and some of the things that you could find in your book.
Well, the main thing that I try to tell everybody in the book is no matter how hard the chore gets and what you're having to do, whether it's digging post holes or doing laundry or going to the dentist, find some humor in it somewhere. Because if you don't, then, boy, what in the world are we doing here? For instance, the last time I went down to the dentist and had my tooth pulled, I'm sitting there with a massive toothache and waiting for the dentist to call me in, and this guy sitting across the room from me, he's sitting there and the tears are running down his face, and he looks like he's going to go to a funeral or something. And I just looked at him and I said, well, you know, right now the dentist is my best friend. You know, and he looked at me and started laughing, and he says, is it that bad? And I said, oh, yeah. You know, but what are you going to do? You got to wait for the man to pull it, you know, to get rid of it. But, and he was, right then, that dentist was my best bud. He was really a nice guy after he got that tooth out.
Absolutely, but, absolutely. So one of the things that I found interesting, I mean, we always talk about this sort of stuff. You know, we started out with thinking about the buckboard or a pickup truck. What are you going to put in it? Well, if you're carrying it all the way on your back, you're going to have to be very, very conservative about what you can actually put in, generally speaking. Even with a well-made backpack and you're a sturdy person, a 40-pound pack will tire you real soon. You'll wish you'd have thought about a few less things as opposed to a few more things. But part of this also, the discussion that you start into, or we start thinking about generators and creating electricity and all that, as soon as you turn on a generator, you've gone right back into the 21st century. We talk about a lot the difference, the distinction between self-sufficiency and self-reliance. Self-sufficiency, in my opinion, Liz, is an absurd kind of a utopian dream. You might be out in the country, you might be in an emergency situation and doing just fine, but where did you get that axe? Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those clothes? No one's going to be self-sufficient unless you know how to do buckskin and work up and tan your own hides and make your own moccasins and find yourself a bow and so on and so forth. So mostly it's self-reliance, and the key in self-reliance is the self. You have to rely on yourself, and you're going to have to rely on your wits. You have to rely on all the things the Lord gave you in your brain to make it through. And certainly a good attitude and keeping your cheer up, good cheer, even if it's raining and miserable cold or whatever. Big snowstorm coming in up around New York. But let's just set aside the staying in the house emergency. And continue. You go out, you find yourself. Now, you use as a good example in the book, a tradition with your kin is to do camping once a year. Maybe people are hunters and whatnot, and so you keep your skill set up fresh and you keep your equipment handy and things like that. But for those that don't, I have suggested just go ahead and number one, shut off all the power that you can, or don't turn anything on, and try and get through a weekend without touching the water and the electricity to get a heads up as to just what it's like to be without them. But another one is just to physically go there. So maybe we ought to talk a little bit about camping and maybe car or truck camping as a way to start.
Yes. for novices or people that just have never done it before, camping is intimidating, especially the city people that have, you know, they get into Central Park in New York City and they're freaking out because they can't see a building or another person. But the first couple of trips, and I would plan, call a state park, make an appointment, do whatever you have to, but that's a good place to start because there's running water close by. You'll have to go tote it from the spigot to your campsite, but you'll learn how to build a fire. You'll learn how to use that water, how to warm it, heat it up, how to use your different tools and everything. And you'll find after you've done this two or three times that the car doesn't have to be breaking the springs because you forgot to take... The first time you go, you have a tendency to overpack because, oh my goodness, we have to take everything with us because we have it at home and we don't want to be without it, so we have a tendency to haul all this stuff with us, and because it makes the wilderness area less intimidating if we have comfort things with us. And after you get through slugging this around a while, especially if you have to park your car and then drag this stuff to your campsite, you'll figure it out after two or three times of doing this, you didn't really need that. You know, you don't need to pack this, and the children are going, thank you. They're over their little pack mules. They're going, oh, Mom, do we really need this? You know, leave it in the car, you know. And so as you practice your and finding out what you need and what you don't need, and paper plates are great. You know, it keeps the Georgia tree farmers happy if you go and buy a package of paper plates for camping, you know. But if you are in an emergency situation, then you're going to have to just kind of improvise. And, you know, the lid off of the old bucket lid thing and is fine.
We're going to have to improvise our way into a break here. We'll come back right after this three-minute break and continue. Basic Camping 101 takes practice, and you got to do it. So we'll be back. Stay with us.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, as it's often said, you know, knowledge isn't worth a hill of beans or a row of peas unless you put it into action. And so some of these things, folks, we don't do because we believe that it's too expensive to get started. You're short on money and short on time, and I can understand that. But when it comes to putting together a kit for camping, especially out of your car or out of a truck, you don't have to go out to the Big Five or some of the big sporting houses or something like that to get started. Oftentimes, you're better served by just going to the nearest flea market or yard sales and keeping your eyes peeled. Yeah, it would be nice to have a down sleeping bag, but a down sleeping bag in a lousy tent will get wet quick and it'll be worthless. And so, you know, there are other sleeping bags out there that might be better for you. But let's go into that a little bit, Liz, and give people an idea of more about how to get started on camping and practice some of these skills.
Well, camping equipment is simple. Cowboys have been sleeping under saddle blankets for, I don't know, a couple, 300 years. And, you know, there was a lot of them survived that. And so it's a necessity thing. If you want to be comfortable, start off with a cheap, what I mean, inexpensive sleeping bag or a couple of good quilts and maybe your blow-up air mattress that you use in the swimming pool if you want to get comfy and all that good stuff. As far as the tent's concerned, in my book, I describe how to build a tent out of just a plain old tarp, just a piece of something that fell off an old truck or something. And matter of fact, if you find one of them, hang on to it because they're hard to find, and they're really good tarps. But the thing of it is you don't have to spend bukus of money to go camping. Find you a good cast iron skillet if you got a good one. And don't turn loose of it, because not only are they indestructible, short of falling on cement, but the new evidence shows that the reason that 80% of our population is iron deficient is because they've stopped using cast iron pans to cook in. And so it's not a bad thing to have a couple cast iron skillets or pots around. And like I said, you can cook on an open fire with them quicker than anything in the world, because they hold heat. That if you're going to spend money on anything, buy a good pot or a pan. And as far as your tents and stuff are concerned, those are for when you feel comfortable with what you're doing and you enjoy what you're doing, then go ahead and spend a little bit of money on a small tent, so that you get acquainted with what, because there's tricks about tent living that if you aren't understanding what's going on, you can get in trouble. Like, you better ditch that tent. And by that, I mean you dig a trench around the outside of your tent so the water will run away from your tent. Otherwise, you're going to wind up sleeping in a swimming pool. And there's just a whole bunch of little tricks there that I tried to describe in the book on what to do and how to do it. And as far as money's concerned, I'm the most frugal person you've ever met in your life. I can squeeze a nickel till the buffalo cries. It's horrible. My husband he gets mad at me because I won't buy clothes for myself when we go to the store. And I says, wait a minute, yard sale Sunday's coming up. We're going. You know, it's okay. I can buy the same thing for one-tenth the price. So, and that's the best place to find good camping equipment is at the yard sales and farm auctions. And if you've got a grandma that's ever done any storing, and if anybody out there has a grandmother, I'm sorry, grandma, but we've got to tell on you. You've got a barnyard or a closet full of stuff that, like we said, we could live in there for a week and never see daylight. You know,
I'll move right in there. I can stay.
But those are the things you need to practice at. You just make yourself a list on what you might want to take out there. And as far as going camping for the first time, find someone, one of your friends, one of your relatives that have done it before and make a party out of it. Take them with you. Have them show you how to do this. It's something that the learning curve on this is pretty high if you do it yourself, but it's real easy and simple if you have somebody kind of walk you through it.
And especially if you've got somebody around that actually knows what they're doing, too, you know, because you can replicate errors in a hurry. One thing I did want to interject in this segment is the difference between backpacking or portable bug-out bags and camping that has anything to do with four wheels, you know, and a gas tank, because the kit is quite a bit different. You know, you can get you some, you know, big plastic tubs with snap-down lids, watertight, and just fill them up, and you can put a quarter of a ton worth of stuff in the back of your pickup and go, or in the trunk of the car, or in the back, in the seat. But it's a completely different thing if you're going to have to be on foot. And I would suggest that you think carefully on that. Items that you acquire for your camping experience or for your survival experience needs to be in mind multi-purpose, but anything that you get for backpacking, think about exceedingly lightweight, small, compact, stuffable, things like that. Things that you're going to do out of a pickup truck, that's a whole other story. You could get the big wall tents and all of that. But if you're going to put it on your back and try and go anywhere with it, it needs to be small, compact, and lightweight. I've got a backpack set up that I can use that runs about 40 pounds. I can be in the woods for 2 weeks, and it includes the food. So it's just all a matter of learning how to do it and practicing. And you go through this process. It's like I have a list. You go through this process where inevitably the first time out, you're going to always be taking too much with you. And so you want to learn how to pare down. But don't be at all ashamed about going to a flea market and getting things secondhand, because most of this stuff is right there and it's available, and it's available for cheap.
Yeah, you were talking about the availability and the lightweight and the different things to take. In my book, I tell you the number one rule of thumb when it comes to the go bag or emergency kit or whatever you wish to call it. The number one rule of thumb is don't put anything in there that you aren't going to absolutely need. And another thing, too, is the lighter you keep it, the closer to the door you're going to keep it. I have mine hanging on the back of the back door so that if the house catches on fire, I have it so that I can be running out the back door and take it with me. It's got a copy of all my important papers in it. It's got emergency kit, food supplies, water purification. It has tents. It has space blankets in it. The whole thing probably weighs maybe 12 pounds. And it's in a small, my grandson's third grade backpack, so it's not very big. But it's got everything in it that you, or if a tornado hit, or ice storm, or anything where I had to evacuate this house immediately, I could walk out that back, run out that back door and take that with me. And I wish and I'm prayed that the people at Katrina would have had those on the backpacks. And those backpacks with them so that they could, when they got to Houston, and then they go, oh, we don't know where our relatives are. Well, here's these paperwork and everything's right there with them. And it would have been light enough for them to carry with them instead of being totally lost and confused during the, a month that they had to endure torture down there.
Absolutely. But, and if they'd had that kind of information with them on hand, then they would not be dependent. Then they're self-reliant, my friends. And this is what we really talk about. We'll be back right after this bottom of the hour break. Our special guest, Elizabeth Steele, the author of the book, Living Unplugged.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and tomorrow, just a programming note, let you know that we'll be joined in the second hour from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock a.m. by Richard Gage, the American Institute of Architects, AIA. We're going to be talking about the architect and engineer 9/11 truth victory, I guess you could say, that they've crossed the 1,000 numbers mark, and that's important because when an architect or an engineer that really has his career on the line has the courage to step up to the plate
from a professional standpoint, look at the facts, look at the evidence, and say that there was a real problem in New York on 9/11. That's a bit of a victory. So I'm going to spend an hour visiting with Richard Gage tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. And get your pencils and paper out, folks, because we're going to give you the address so that you can get a copy of Elizabeth's book, Living Unplugged, in just a moment. But, Elizabeth, I traveled around the United States. I hitchhiked for about 2 years, and I carried with me a knapsack that had a bedroll and everything else in it, but it was just a little Boy Scout knapsack that tucked up on my back and go right in somebody's back seat or tucked behind the seat of a pickup truck, and I carry my guitar with me. So that just proves, folks, that you can travel very light and very efficiently with if you just know what the essentials actually are and have them there, a good sturdy little pot of some sort or another, some way to warm it up, a couple of utensils, a change of clothes, a bedroll, an extra pair of shorts and socks and so on and so forth, and you're just pretty much set to go. And no matter where you go, you're traveling, you don't have to worry about depending on FEMA or SEMA or anybody else to give you a handout. You become self-reliant. But as we were going in, we were closing out on this idea of what would be in the go bag and why you want it, and especially make sure you get your copies of your important paperwork in there. And you suggest in the book putting it in a Ziploc bag or getting it vacuum sealed, which is great. Now, one of the things that a lot of people are looking at, Elizabeth, right now is that here we are in the winter. You can't get anything to grow, not even mold right now. So what are we going to do if as the scarcity of food, let's say, comes on us and at us? We've got two different opportunities again. For those that are going to be living in place or surviving in place, there's a garden, and then there's finding food out in the great outdoors. Maybe we could talk a little bit about each of those in this big segment.
Yes, matter of fact, right now I have got right at 1,000 cabbage plants planted, and they're already up. They're earmarked to go into the big leaves are going into pickled cabbage, which is aka sauerkraut, which the big leaves go into are pickled and then drained later for cabbage rolls, and then the main head, the hard, is shredded and put into the sauerkraut deal, because we kind of co-op our groceries around here. I'm kind of the seed starter in the neighborhood, and my stepdaughter is learning how to can this year, so she's wanting to put up a whole bunch of. They're living on a very, very tight fixed income, and they've got two children, and so they're trying to learn how to manage that money.
That's back again. And there you are, Elizabeth.
Are you back?
Oh, and I'm sorry. We just had kind of an electrical glitch there. But you were just picking up about the freezer on the back porch, which is a great place to keep a freezer.
Well, the canning and is what we were talking about. But the canning is not intimidating. They've been doing it for, 300-400 years or longer? The hardest part about canning is understanding cleanliness. You have to be clean when you're doing it. You've got to wash everything. And there again, you can get real pricey about the equipment and the food supply. You can go to the farmer's market and pay top dollar for the fancy groceries there and everything. But you're better off to go and garden yourself, or if you're a younger person and you want to learn how to garden, if you've never gardened before, go find an older person, a that likes to garden, and they would be thrilled pieces to show you how to garden. Not only are you learning their tricks of the trade and how to garden and how to grow things in your area, but you are helping them physically, you're helping them emotionally, and you're gaining their respect, and you are learning respect yourself. And if you don't have that, what's the point?
Absolutely. And the idea of, you know, honoring your mother and your father is a pretty old tradition. And the idea of looking at those people around that actually have the knowledge that we desire and be willing to trade our young, strong body, so to speak, to facilitate that exchange of knowledge is a great suggestion and a good idea. I know that there are a lot of people that are senior citizens, if you will, 60 and up, that do have the ability. They do have the tools. They also have a piece of ground that's been worked, folks. And I'll tell you, if you've never started a garden from scratch, your first couple of years are going to be a real experiment trying to keep up with the crabgrass and the weed and the chickweed and everything else that's right there, that seed bank. You cut up a piece of lawn and then go to put a garden in that spot, you're going to find that you've got a lot of work. It's better to cover it all up right now. Go out and find a place that you know that you want to garden and cover it with a good heavy plastic tarp, a couple of layers, stake it down and throw a bunch of bricks or anything else out over it and just start killing that grass now, because when you go around to running a rototiller or something like that and get in there with a shovel, all you're doing is turning that sod over and it's going to want to be grass in 2 weeks. So,
Yeah, exactly. Well, another thing, too, is after you help the older people with the garden, the side benefit of that is grandma of that garden will probably teach you how to can.
There you go.
Because she's a canner herself, or she wouldn't have the garden in the first place. And she will teach you things that I don't know. And in doing so, she will show you how to save money. She will show you how what equipment to use and not buy, and all the other little penny pinching saving things that everybody does and learns over time. But she's already been there, so use her or him as an example and a learning tool, because those types of people are dying on us, and we need to save what they know.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. Now, get your pencils out, folks. Here we go. I'm going to give you the address again. It's Living Unplugged, P.O. Box 31, out of Stark City, S-T-A-R-K, City, Missouri, M-O, and the zip code is 64866. Now, again, Box 31, Stark City, Missouri, M-O, 64866, and you put in there a check for $12.95, and you'll get a copy of this little book, postage free, just right back to you. Elizabeth got my copy out, or I think I got it in about 3 days. And so that's just the way that it can go. Again, it's Box 31 out of Stark City, Missouri, 64866. And you're so right, Liz, that not only will Grandma maybe have, or Grandpa too, don't ever count him out, because he and Grandma have been doing that kitchen for a long time, and he knows about what she knows in that kitchen. So, but you're going to also perhaps have an opportunity to learn how to put back seed. In other words, she may be growing a garden this year from seed she saved last year, and if she can show you how to do that, that's great. But additionally, if she shows you how to put up seed and she shares the produce from her garden, you might get yourself some heirloom vegetables that haven't been in circulation. You won't find down to Walmart, and they ain't been on the shelves for the last 60 years. Some of this stuff's almost all gone to extinct. So there's an opportunity there as well to get your knowledge about how to put up seeds, how to get your hands actually on heirloom seeds, the value and importance of those non-genetically modified seeds, and then also learn how to put that food by. Another thing that's in there, and you bring out some of this in your book, Liz, is that Grandma, Grandpa can share with you recipes, ways that you can make the food that you put aside into salsas and other things like that. Just a few simple spices here, or just a pinch here and a pinch there, and make just an absolute difference between going to a pantry full of old, poor, bland, you know, vegetables and actually having something delicious that'll help you get by. But we're going to go into a break here. We're not going to have too much time when we come back, folks, so we won't be able to go into all the nth details on how to can. But if you get this book, you'll be well up on that one. So we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned. Don't be bashful, folks. Just a few minutes to go in today's broadcast. 866-841-1065. Got something on your mind, question, comment? Get it in now while the getting's good. Now, we talked a little bit about gardening, a little bit about putting up food, putting it by, canning, and things like that. Of course, we couldn't get into the details on such a brief broadcast, but let's go to the other side of it. All right, we don't have any dang food. We're out in the woods. Now, what do we do?
Well... You sharpen up your stick, or you get real calm and you just get them out of the creek. I'm a fishing fool. I love fish. And I grew up just on the banks of Lake Mead there in Arizona. But we had all the fishing tackle and whatever to do with. Well, I didn't really learn how to fish until I moved to northern Nevada. And the creeks in northern Nevada are all small creeks. There are some big ones, but most of the ones that have good fish in them, you can step across. There is no monster creeks or rivers or anything up there. And I learned to tickle fish out of the creek with your bare hands. And I got it written in the book how to do it. I've also showed you how to trap fish with willow traps and how to make the willow traps. And just, I fed my two children. I would catch fish and clean them and trade them to the Basque people who are sheep herders in the area for lamb. So I would have something to eat other than fish. And then I would also trade fish for pig potatoes, which pig potatoes are the little round potatoes that fall out of the machine. The machine, they're too small for the machine to pick up, and they fall back onto the top of the soil in the field. I would go out and pick up pig potatoes, or I would trade fish for pig potatoes. And that's what we lived off of. We didn't have any money. It was 100 miles to town, and besides, I didn't have a car to go with, and I had to wait for somebody to come pick me up to go. So those are the things. And then every once in a while, I would get lucky and find a deer, which I'm not going to say how I acquired it, but anyway, it explains in the book how I usually acquired them.
how did that deer get in the locker?
Well, the thing of it is the local game warden, God bless his soul, he had a $2,000 big stud horse in our pasture that I watched over every day. So he'd come up, and one time he helped me load a nice big fat doe deer into the back of my car, and I said, "What do you want, front half or the back half?" And he took the back half. So he was as guilty as I, but he knew that food was not going to go to waste.
Yeah.
And but the point of it is there's things out there. I show you what you can do when you don't have the things to do with. I try to teach the kids how to be quiet, how to be self-reliant, how to find things around them that they can use to survive with. And there are things out there. There's pictures in the back of the book on useful plants, harmful plants, what you do with them. And there's, like I said, there's some recipes in there on how to use the things that on hand, and you always can substitute and improvise, and don't be afraid to try it, because if it don't work, okay, well, don't do that again, you know. It's life's fun. Let's not take it too serious, but you got to eat, and you got to stay warm, and you got to stay dry. And those are the things that I try to implement to people. And common sense is the number one thing you have to remember. No matter what you learn at school, no matter how many times people say you can't do that. Well, I'm kind of a stubborn person. When they tell me I can't, I say, get out of my way and watch my smoke, because if I can't, it can't be done by anyone.
That's right. So, that's a really important lesson to learn, too, because we put ourselves in our own self-imposed limitation box. You never knew anybody that ever done it, never seen it done before, so therefore, ergo, you believe that it can't be done. But if you will try, 90% of success, folks, is trying something. About 90% of all the failures that ever come along come by quitting. So once you begin something, just stick with it. There's gathering water. You talked a little bit about that, how to dig a well, how to find a well, how to witch a well. There's so much information in this book, folks. It's capsulated. It's small. It's tiny, little bit at a time. Like we said in the beginning, this isn't the Foxfire volumes. This isn't going to take up 16 feet on your bookshelf. This is something you can put in your bug-out bag, throw it down on the bottom of it, and walk out the door with it, and you'll be glad you have it when you need it. And as Elizabeth says, if all else fails, you can use it for toilet paper. So, you know, think about it. There are other options. But we got about 4 minutes left here. Liz, what would you like to leave the audience with?
Well, the main thing I want to leave everybody with is don't be afraid of yourself. Always look inside yourself, feel confident that, and don't second guess yourself. If you do that, you're not listening to that little voice in the back of your head. Your common sense is getting overshadowed by somebody telling you you can't. And this book, it kind of guides you through that and kind of opens up your mind and kind of helps you see the other side of the coin. I'm hoping that this book saves people's lives. That's the main reason I wrote it. And I really do appreciate you having me on. And my husband is standing here. He says, you don't have to be rich to be happy. Just be happy.
You're absolutely right. Don't have to be rich to be happy. And I would wonder whether some of the rich people out there today are happy, knowing the grief that they've caused so many. But when you don't have nothing, folks, you got nothing left to lose. You can step forward in confidence. If you arm yourself with knowledge, combine your knowledge with a little bit of action, it'll get you through in a pinch, whereas great wealth won't do you any good. What difference does it make? You have a credit card, you find yourself someplace where nobody's got credit cards. What difference does it make? You got $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million in the bank if all the banks are closed and the money's being devalued overnight. What you're going to want to do is be able to look inside yourself, find that inner man, if they say. You're going to want to be able to shut off your own self-talk so that you're not being influenced by your own limitations. You want to steel yourself and listen. And listen, and listen for those answers. Listen for those answers that come up out of the spirit that'll tell you a thing that your ancestors knew, your great ancestors knew, and that'll come instinctively to you once you actually begin. Now, one last thing is that no matter where you are in this country, what's out there in the woods and what's in the grass and what's growing, it's different. And so one of the things I would recommend that you do, it's more expensive, it's something that you might also want to consider, is look at the Peterson's Field Guides. They're a real good book. They have color pictures. They have descriptions. It helps you to find the plants. I mean, to tell you, Elizabeth, I was living on a little farm down here in one of the hollers. Got a creek on one side, a creek on the other side. I'm down in a little bottom because we'll put up about 10 acres of hay every year. Nothing but oak forest behind me. And I lived there, folks, for 14 years, heating us wood, getting my water out of a rain barrel, going around in the lawn. I'd go face down around the lawn. I could find just about every herb that I needed to cure myself, toothache, whatever, food to eat, things to add to your dinner, all kind of manner, squirrels, rabbits, you know, raccoons, possums, deer, you name it, turkeys, wild turkey, all that right there, right on the ground. And so it's just a situation where you have to switch off Mr. City and Mr. I can't do it and switch on the I'm going to survive through this and I need to have some basics. And so arm yourself with a little bit of knowledge. I hope you've enjoyed this. I certainly have. Elizabeth, let's put out that book one more time before people leave us here. It's Living Unplugged, Post Office Box 31, Stark City, Missouri, 64866. Again, just Box 31, Stark City, Mo, 64866. $12.95. Tuck a check in the envelope. Send it to Elizabeth. She'll send a copy of her book right out to you. Well, I certainly have enjoyed it. You know, folks, Elizabeth is a listener. Every day, I put it out. If you've got any ideas for guests or show topics or news, just send it to me in email. BVLhost@centurytel.net. BVLhost@centurytel.net. There's something you want to get on the air? Shoot me an email. I'll bring you right up on air, and we can talk about your ideas as well. Now, tomorrow, Richard Gage will be with me in the second hour, AIA. The architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. So if you've got any questions for Richard, feel free to call in then. Again, thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you for our listening audience. I hope you'll keep listening. There's a lot more broadcasting today. Mike Chambers is coming right up. And until the next time, good day, all.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.